Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, NFL Draft Day, final hour of the show for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute from now. You know what the big story of the day is that the Falcons have the number 8 draft pick tonight.
Again.
And the NFL, it's true.
Again.
It's true. Is this last year's tape, or is it the tape from the year before?
What did Bubba... Forrest Gump say, I went to the White House again.
Again.
And yeah. I went to the president again.
It's like Groundhog's Day. Yeah. Just every day at 6 a.m.
Yeah, they got the number 8 damn pick again.
Yeah. That's one thing that really is like we talked about what we want to happen in this draft, but we also were a little bit tongue in cheek with what's the bottom line that hasn't been like the bottom line is you can't be drafting in the top 10 next year. Like you really need to be drafting in the late in the 20s next year.
I agree.
It's ideally in the 30s. That would be great if you're drafting in the 30s next year. But yeah, like you gotta have a late first round draft pick next year, meaning this year was a winning and successful and all of that.
Yes.
Because if you're drafting 8th again next year, a lot of stuff went wrong, man.
A lot of stuff went wrong.
Just like last year. Like we probably said the same thing last year.
Yeah.
Hey, make sure you're not drafting 8th again. And they are, and a lot of stuff did go wrong. They got a lot of things wrong, which is why they have a new coach and a new quarterback and all of that. But yeah, man, like you don't do that. Don't be back here again next year.
Yeah,
it's not fun. It's not the neighborhood you want to live in.
And then we did the roundtable this morning, and the question was posed like, how big a draft is this for the Falcons?
Yes, I heard that question.
And you know, I guess they're always big.
They are.
But I mean, I think more or less because. A lot of times you get a new head coach. And say, for instance, you're a new head coach and you got a top 10 pick. You get grace.
Right.
A little bit, right?
Right, right.
They ain't got no grace.
No grace.
They ain't got no grace.
No.
Here. No.
It's a different situation.
Yes. There's no grace here. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have Joe Patrick in a second, who's actually in the house. You know, he made a point of how the roster was built up and then you drop the quarterback in. Mm-hmm. You drop the quarterback in, you paid him a significant amount of money to be that guy. And I think Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. I just don't think Curtis is a great quarterback. All right. And you can win this league with a good quarterback if you got other things around a great quarterback. You know, because there was always a thing that, and that dog at Patrick Mahomes keeps on doing it. Either you got to be a Hall of Fame great quarterback or on your rookie contract. Mm-hmm. You know? And so.
Well, he's the first part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easier when you have the first part.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so when you look at this team and where their needs, we know what they need. All right. Everybody knows what they need. All right. Okay, we do. But everybody's known what this team is damn needed for the past 4 years.
Yeah, now that's the tape you could roll back.
Yeah.
Because we've had the same conversation leading up to the draft the last 4 years when they've had a top 10 pick, and they've yet to address that in the first round.
Last year, there wasn't a guy outside of Will Anderson, really.
Right. When you weren't drafted there, and so you couldn't get him.
Yes. And so the year Kyle Pitts comes out, there was a big dude.
Wasn't that Parsons' year?
We didn't know was going to be like – we didn't know Micah could rush a passer like this.
I know, but some they did. No, you know what I mean?
Dude.
I know what you're saying.
Nobody know Micah could rush a passer
but
like
it would
that.
Be okay
but
if ever,
okay? Yes.
But it would be okay if every once in a while the Falcons were the team that got the guy that nobody knew was going to be
that
great.
And that was going to be my next
It's not
point.
Really our job to know that Micah Parsons is going to be that dude. It's theirs.
But that was going to be my next one. Why can't they be the team that picks one of those guys?
Yeah, right. That'd be great.
All right.
You picked, Grady. They did that with Grady in the fifth round all those years ago, and that's awesome. But like, it's different.
Yeah,
because there's no real like. That's I'm not trying name. To say that there's not expectations, what? But it's different.
Pick your
Micah
Parsons this year.
Yeah,
pick you a dude. Yeah. That's a butt kicking war day.
Because this pass rush class, no one is saying is oh this guy's the next that.
No,
they're saying this guy's good. This guy's the most toolsy. Maybe this guy has some stuff to work on, whatever. Like, they all have, obviously, benefits. They're going to go in the first round. Right. But they all have detractions as well.
But
Chase Young, everyone thought was a home run pick and hadn't been great.
Yeah.
There's no Bosa. There's no one like that that's coming into this draft. Seemingly. Who knows? Like you said with Parsons, like, he got passed up by Aaron Donald. Went in the middle of the first round and then went on to be the best or one of the best of all time. You know what I mean? So, like, what we think today doesn't mean nearly as much as what we'll know 5 years from
Correct.
Now. You just have to – they haven't done it. It's been a long time since they've done it, where you get that guy that ends up being the absolute home run pick. Like, they've had good picks, of course. Of course they've had good picks, but they've had bad picks too. And then they've also just had guys that are like, yeah, all right, that's about what you should get from the number 8th pick. Like,
right.
He's solid. And he's good player, starter, and been a Pro Bowl, whatever. But, like, it would be okay if – today, they say Dallas Turner, they get him. Mm-hmm. And he turns out to be that dude. It's like, yeah, no, they were right. Because that's what tonight has to be. Beyond just, is it the biggest, maybe it's the biggest draft, whatever. Like, all of these guys understand the urgency of now. You paid the quarterback all this money. You have all this other stuff going for you from a on-paper standpoint.
Right.
You have to be right about number 8.
Yes.
We can't, like, it can't be like Kyle Pitts. Like, oh, maybe.
You,
3 years from now.
You cannot... It's always hard because they're young players still. That's the thing about it. They're still relatively young players in the NFL. You got to take the training wheels off. All right? Whoever this pick is, wherever he is, and I'll even put in there if they pick Murphy in there.
Yeah.
They got to start. All right? I know Grady and I know David Onyemata's here. I get it. Whatever.
Figure it out. Yeah. Get the talented guys on the field.
Out.
Get them on the field.
Figure it out. Thank you.
And beyond that, like, I'm with you. Like, that has to be true. Like, they have to start. But they also have to be good. Like, they have to be impactful.
Yes.
Like, I know it's going to be a rookie, and there's everybody learns and all that kind of stuff. You're not going to be at your best in your first year. But, like, you're talking about a team that has pretty much everything that they need on offense right now to be competitive this next season. I don't know what they're going to do on offense in this draft. They don't have to do that much on offense in this draft. The defense has pieces for sure. They were better last year than they have been the last couple of years, but they weren't great.
They weren't great.
The fact that they were better made them seem great, but they weren't. They were still a middle-of-the-pack defense last year, and they still couldn't get to the quarterback. So you've got to get a guy that comes in here and actually makes a difference on the defense.
Yes.
Like, if it's Latu, he's got to – I mean – I know it's a lot to ask to say your first-round draft pick has to have double-digit sacks, but he does. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to get somebody in here who's really, a genuinely, I don't want to say great, but, like, a genuinely above, like, good top-tier player at your position. If not, you got it wrong. And if not, your defense probably isn't going to be
get
very good.
Get it wrong in as far as what? Long-term or short-term?
Both.
Well, no, both. What I mean, because we can sit up here and say, you know, they need the impact, whatever. I don't want to put a number on impact.
Yeah.
We still got to point the fact that they're still young players.
You need to know. Like, right now, Kyle Pitts doesn't have a fifth-year option, right? And injuries have some to do with that for sure.
Right.
But, like, that pick hasn't been good. Kyle Pitts hasn't worked. Like, they got him fourth overall, and right now we're like, I think he's pretty good.
Right.
But I don't know. Like, maybe he was hobbled or, I don't know, quarterback play. And it can't be going into year 4 either with this guy. Like, you have to know. Because you know. When you see these guys, you know. It doesn't take that long to be like, oh, yeah, that guy's going to be a dude. That's it.
Yeah.
And numbers aren't the be-all, end-all for sure, because a lot of stuff can fluctuate. kind of with pass rushers. Like, your job is to get sacks, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I know we're, you know, giving credit for quarterback hurries and whatever. You're moving
pass
him off his spot.
Pass rush win rate.
I'm so done with splitting hairs about this team's ability to affect the quarterback. Like, yeah, he almost touched him. Did he sack him or not? Yeah. Because they've been the bottom of the NFL, and like, you go back 5 years and total what they've done year over year, it's awful.
Yeah.
Like, they were better last year than they had been, but still wasn't particularly good. So, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It just has to be a guy that early on in his career, it's very clear that he's going to be good. That's it.
And who is that?
I don't know.
Because we can do it like,
I don't know.
I mean, we might, who do you think they're going to take at eight?
I think they're going to trade back, and
okay.
I think they're going to take Latu.
That's
what
back.
I think
okay.
they're going to do.
Okay.
But I don't know if he's going to be good, and I hope he is.
But
luckily, I get to keep doing this.
If he doesn't.
Whether he's good or not. You know what I mean?
But you do think they're going to trade back?
I do. Yeah, okay. I do. I do. I think that they're going to be able to trade back. I don't know if it's going to be with Minnesota or Oakland or Denver or whatever. But one of those quarterback needy teams is going to, I think, move with the Falcons. Again, I don't know. I hope. I think that would be the best thing that they could do, because I think you can probably still get the guy you want a couple more picks back, because we've done this exercise plenty of times now. The Falcons are the first team to take a defensive player, and then they might be the first team to take a defensive player after them for a while, too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because it's such a high
The
level.
First 12 picks it, might it, be offensive it, player.
It's such a high,
offensive and
it's
one
such
defense.
A high level offensive draft, and that's why you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look at up to eight, they're the only team that has defense. I don't want to say other, because it's other teams need defensive players. But to me, the other teams, this their first priority is the Falcons.
Yeah. The Bears are taking a player on offense. Washington, New England, Arizona, the Chargers, the Giants, probably. Yeah. Tennessee's taking an offensive lineman, most likely. Chicago's probably going to take an offensive weapon.
Right.
The Jets, everybody thinks they're going to take Bowers if he's there. The Vikings, Broncos and Raiders are probably all taking quarterbacks. What's New Orleans doing at 14?
See, that's the thing at 14. If one of those quarterbacks are there.
Offensive lineman? That's another offensive player.
If one of the quarterbacks are there, they might take a quarterback. But they got to get their O-line. They done had retirements. They done had releases.
Indianapolis? What is Indianapolis doing at 15?
They're praying that a receiver or Brock Bowers is there.
Okay.
Yeah. They're praying a receiver or Brock Bowers is there.
So there's a decent chance they take an offensive line or an offensive player as well. Seahawks at 16 are probably going to take an offensive lineman. They might take that kid from Washington
or the center from Duke.
Jacksonville at 17,
corner,
wide receiver potentially,
probably corner,
corner maybe.
Probably
okay,
corner.
So we're talking about 17 picks in, and the Falcons are the only team that's taking a defensive player.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
so you got that's the other thing that sort of puts a little extra emphasis on it. Like, you're not competing with five other teams in the top 10 that want defensive guys,
right?
If they make a pick at 10, they think that guy is so by far the best defensive player in this draft that they have to be right.
Yes.
That's it. Like, that's the thing for me that sort of puts a little bit extra magnifying glass on what the Falcons are doing is we know what their need is, but there's also no one else around them that's competing for that need. That's great. Now, it sucks that it's not a great edge rush draft. It sucks that it's not the draft where everyone's like, oh, this guy's obviously the guy that you have to take at 1, 2, or 3 or whatever. And it seems like that's been true of the Falcons when they've had these top picks the last handful of years. Unfortunately, like, they've needed the same thing for years, and that guy hasn't been there for them at those picks. But nobody else is taking defensive guys.
No.
So hopefully their defensive scouting staff is good, because it's up to you.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to take one before you.
No.
So
I think,
pick them.
I'm all in on the defense. I do think they've moved back a couple spots. I think they take the D tackle.
Great.
I think they take it.
Better be good.
I think they take
it. You know what I mean?
I think they take
it. Because if you take the first defensive player in the draft and you're wrong, that ain't good.
Because you're getting your pick.
Yeah.
You're getting your pick.
I don't know. I hope they get it right. I think they will. Joe Patrick will be with us next. We'll talk some Falcons with him, see what he thinks. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to more Andy and Randy.
Whatever, let's just do this.
Yeah, let's go!
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Thrillville Thursday, draft day. All of your coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Download the Odyssey app as well if you're going to be out and about. Take us with you. Mike Conte, Wes Durham, Dave Archer tonight live from Mercedes-Benz. We'll be at Flowery Branch tomorrow. I know Smoke and Joe, John Fricke, and Harper LaBelle have rounds 2 and 3 tomorrow night as well. We'll get to an AMA 20 minutes from now. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well, and we'll get to Smoke and Joe in just a minute.
Countdown. Tick. There's a ticker. 6 minutes and 38. 6 hours.
I wish.
Yeah, I mean, I'm plus like, hours, I am so ready. And, like, why, Roger, don't be stalling. What?
Oh, yeah. Hello, he's going to give a very
hello,
long speech.
Detroit. Welcome to the NFL draft.
Does he get booed?
Oh, yes. You can't go nowhere without him getting booed.
Yeah, kind of almost feels like.
Yeah, he got to get booed.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. It feels like the perception of him has shifted a little bit, though. Like, he's not nearly as unpopular as he was like 15 years ago.
I agree. But no, he has to get booed. Coming out, us at the NFL, because you read off the cue card. Mm-hmm. Us at the NFL, we welcome you to the NFL draft.
You couldn't memorize that part?
How many – I got this. How many shots of Eminem are we going to get?
So many. So many shots of Eminem.
Does Goodell say Detroit Rock City?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Or Motown? I don't know. What do we call it now? Do they still call it either of those things? Motown still, right?
When I think of music, I think Motown and Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Who else would I be thinking about?
No, I know. But
oh,
I mean,
yeah. Oh,
I'm just saying, like – because is it still the popular thing to call Detroit?
Yes, but
the D. I don't really like that.
I don't like that. But my thing when and they pan the crowd, I want to see how many Cartier glasses there are because you know that's a Detroit thing, and I doubt it'd be anybody with no loud suit on. But yeah, Cartiers. That's going to be my telling point for when you're looking out in the crowd in Detroit.
Yeah, I would say there's a great music history in that city. We don't just have to use Eminem songs.
Yes.
Like, you could use a lot of the great old Motown stuff, too.
Yeah.
That would be good.
But I'm going to tell you this.
In fact, I would prefer that.
But you know what I need Roger to do? I know we got to get to Joe Patrick. When he comes up there and he says, hello, Detroit. What up, though? There it is. Roger would never give. If no, Roger goes up there and says, what up, though?
You get long odds on that one.
Dude. Roger Goodell gets up there
but
and
I wouldn't
say,
be surprised if he does though? Have some corny, like if he tries to quote some Eminem
what
song
up,
or
though?
Something like that. What's the one that like Lose Yourself or something? He maybe
Detroit,
quote something.
Detroit, lose
that.
Yourself in this draft.
Let's lose ourselves in the moment
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
Something corny like that.
I can see that crap.
Yeah, I could see that too. Yeah. But you're
what
up,
though?
A lot of
did
Eminem.
You see Roger saying that?
No.
Me either.
I couldn't. It would be very funny.
Yeah.
I hope he does. Like, that would be very
Randy,
cool.
Randy, we saw this morning how difficult it is to read when someone's written something else for you.
Yeah.
That's the same scenario. With
right. You got to write in your own voice.
That is true.
And he's only got one shot.
Yeah. Roger's going to say
there
what up, though.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
I think that was an Eminem reference right there by Abe. Let's get to Smoke and Joe Patrick.
You only got one shot.
And
you only got one shot,
kid. 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a
combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds. To the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Boy, does he. Found something out in the break that I guess doesn't surprise me. Anyway, Joe brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Found out Joe, I mean, he's a troublemaker when it comes to social media. We know that. Joe's always in the Twitter streets.
Yes.
Starting problems.
Yes.
Apparently, his reputation precedes him because he got blocked by Steve Wyche
without
ever even having an interaction with Steve Wyche. Steve Wyche just like preemptively was like,
Steve blocked you?
Apparently, yeah. So he had a great interview with Raheem Morris recently, and I guess it was going around on Twitter. It wasn't popping up on my feed, and I was wondering why.
Uh-huh.
And so I searched for him. He wasn't coming up when I searched Steve Wyche. Like, he wasn't popping up, but I found other people who were adding him. So then I clicked a little at. I can't see his tweets because I'm blocked. I was like, did I say something? I go back, I search. I've had no interaction with him ever.
Did he have some sort of bad opinion on Atlanta United and you had to check him?
Damn, Joe.
Yeah. So
now
Steve,
your reputation precedes
you,
man.
Bro.
He was like, I want to nip this in the bud before it happens. I don't want Joe coming
It's funny because I've talked to Steve, too. Like, I went to Robert Flyer, Brad.
He's the nicest man. Dude, he's going to – hey. Steve's going to be up there this summer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
While we're at training camp.
Yeah.
Will you ask him why?
100%. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm definitely confronting him.
Okay.
This.
I want to.
No.
Can I be there for that?
There you go. With your damn trouble, Andrew. I'm going to confront him about it. Not talk to him. Joe says, confront.
Yeah. Just immediate confrontation.
Just immediate. I'm going to confront him about it.
Steve Wyche really is probably the nicest.
He's one of the nicest people
like
ever.
Like the nicest person in football media.
If D-Lad blocks you.
That wouldn't be surprising. No, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people that cover the NFL are not nice people.
Yeah.
And block a lot of people. But Steve Wyche is like the friendliest dude in the world. Anyway, you got blocked by him, which is nice. Nicely done. Who are the Falcons going to draft tonight?
I also want to say somebody different than I said a couple hours ago
when I was on
with Randy, because I feel like that is how often my mind changes here, because there's so many different options the Falcons could go. But like, we know that they're going a certain route of either going down the edge or corner or something like that. We know they're going defense.
Do we?
Well, unless you go wide receiver.
Right.
You know, then, but it certainly seems like there's some like segment of players that they're going to go after, and it's just a matter of which ones those are going to be. Is it going to be one of the edge rushers? If one of the wide receivers falls to them, could potentially be them. I just saw a new like analyst who has Malik Nabers actually falling out of the top seven. So
go get him.
So the Falcons pick him up. I would actually be okay with that. Yeah, because that's
can't rush
a long-term
the passer,
cornerstone
that'd be cool.
piece. Yeah, but yeah, you can outscore. And listen, I think the reason why you would do that is because it is a scoring league. And the teams that win Super Bowls score lots of points. The teams that go deep in the playoffs score lots of points. Some of them have better defenses than others. But the one thing that they all have in common is they're able to score against, you know, top quality opponents when you're on the road in the playoffs, when it's tough. And I think that's what the Falcons are going to probably be leaning into with Kirk Cousins.
I'm never going to root against fun. And that
would be fun.
Yeah. Hey, JP, how do I... Outside of quarterback, running back, what position would surprise you if they took at 8?
You know, I think the most surprising one would be offensive tackle, which I think has been a popular, like a somewhat kind of like underground, when you like a band that nobody else likes, like those kinds of people want this team to go offensive tackle.
The hipsters are picking an offensive lineman, is what you're saying?
It's a very hipster pick. Okay. It's a very like big brain football. Like I'm thinking about the offensive line development here, not pass rusher you want. So I think that's the one that would ultimately surprise me, just because it's not as pressing of a need as they clearly have at edge, at corner right now. I asked Terry Fontenot if he felt like the team was ready to play, if they had basically these positions sorted out to the point where they felt like they were comfortable playing, and he said yes. And I think you're going to hear that from a GM at this point in time. They're not going to say like, oh yeah, we're almost ready. We just need that edge rusher, you know. but I think that they do have a semblance of comfort with where the roster is, and I don't think they're going to reach too much. In fact, I think that's why they're probably going to trade down. I think that's what really Terry was projecting in that press conference.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if they, but again, obviously it's not just up to them, right? Somebody has to want to come up.
That's the hard part.
And all of that stuff, and maybe they come up in front of you with one of the teams that also isn't going to draft a quarterback. So It's obviously going to be really interesting to see the way that that plays out. I do want to ask you one non-draft. We can get back into the draft,
sure,
too. But
please.
One non-draft question.
Absolutely.
If that's okay.
What is it?
Because we brought it up earlier about Kyle Pitts and his fifth-year option. I know that they have the date for the deadline is next week. They haven't done it yet. Other players in that draft have had theirs extended. What do you make of the timing on that?
Well, I believe that would be for A.J. Terrell's fifth-year option extension. Or no, is that right?
But I think you have to extend it before the fourth
year.
That's
right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because they extended AJ's.
Yeah, that's right.
They did AJ this time last year. Yeah. I think they want to see how he looks personally. With the knee, I think there's question marks about that. I think ultimately it does get picked up, because he's a tight end. It's not one that's going to cost you an arm and a leg.
It's like 10 million.
That's
true.
Right. It's not like a quarterback or, one of these premier positions where the money that you would have to dole out for that is super expensive. But I think just in terms of the long-term prognostication for what Kyle Pitts is going to be or how long his tenure is going to last with the Falcons, I think this coming year is going to say a lot about it, because I think that they're going to need to see just the physical performance of him coming back from the knee injury. Obviously, he came back last year, but he wasn't the same guy. I think they're going to need to see him kind of take another elevate his game to a level that's back to where it was his rookie year, because a lot of people complain about, it's an Arthur Smith issue as the reason why we're not kind of seeing Kyle Pitts utilized like he was in his rookie year. But when I go back and watch Kyle Pitts' rookie year highlights, he's just moving differently than he was coming back from this knee injury. He was really able to make guys miss on the edges with his speed and stuff. So I think that they're going to need to see him physically perform this year.
What about when you look at this draft, and how many starters, in your opinion, do they need to come out of this draft with?
I think, Terry kind of said two. He kind of alluded to the fact that you're looking for basically two starters. You're looking for two impact players out of this first and second round picks. I think it gets interesting as to if they trade down, do they pick up a second rounder? And then you're looking at kind of having maybe a later first and then two second rounders. So three guys could potentially come in and start. But I think when you look at the roster, there's just clearly you need a starter at edge when you're in your base defense in your 3-4, and you need a starter at corner opposite A.J. Terrell, because maybe Clark Phillips could potentially be that guy, but you don't want to go into the season with that being your solution.
Do you think Helms is the solution at the beginning of the year at safety next year? I know Richie Grant's still here too.
Yeah, I think it's similar to the Clark Phillips situation, where it's he's replacement level at least. We know we can get by with him, but, you maybe it's not ideal, I guess.
You could upgrade, but you maybe can't or don't have to.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily me saying that I think the Falcons are definitely taking a safety, although I think that that will, if it presents itself, I think they might go after it. Yeah. But there's going to be another wave of free agency that happens after the draft, because teams will draft players. They'll see where those players fit on their
rosters. Pretty good safety out there, too.
And then they'll go out and get more guys. Yeah, and there are a lot of nice veteran safeties on the market. Yes. Some have already been signed.
And corners.
Yeah, there's a lot of veteran guys, dependable guys that you feel like you can just sign. You can kind of plug them in and get some good production out of them for at least a year.
Okay, Joe. Are we gonna pick it? Are the Falcons gonna pick eight again?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't think so.
I mean, again.
You mean next year?
Yes.
Oh,
next year. Yeah. I thought this year. I mean, they're slotted eighth right now, but I don't think that's where they're ultimately gonna be picking tonight. That's just my.
You don't even think they're gonna pick eighth this year?
Yeah, I don't think they'll even be picking.
Let alone next year.
How far do you think they'll go back?
So, realistically, I don't think that they will go past 13 probably.
Oakland, Las Vegas.
I think it could even be as small of a trade back as going back one spot with the Bears. Bears flipping spots because the Bears want to get this wide receiver or whoever it might be.
Just to make sure no one else gets in front of them to get that receiver.
Exactly. Or with the Jets, the Jets are that's been projected a lot, a trade with the Jets. I think for the Falcons, that's kind of less than ideal because you want to pick up more value than you'll probably get by just trading back one spot in the draft, picking up a fifth rounder or something like that. But ultimately, I do think that they trade back. But for me personally, I wouldn't care if they traded back into the 20s, frankly. I don't see there being that big of a difference in the players that you're going to be getting at 13 versus 19, 20, 21, something like that.
I've seen Latu on a whole bunch of different analysts.
Yeah, trade back multiple times
in mid-20s. Yeah.
And if you trade back that far, then that means you're getting more value in return in the draft pick compensation. Right. So, I mean, you could even be getting a first-round pick next year, potentially, from one of these teams.
If they were going to move a guy who's currently on the roster in a trade tonight, is there anyone you could see that being?
Ooh. I don't see it, no. Honestly. I don't see an obvious name out there.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, dang, I wish I'd asked that one earlier. Kind of end with a whimper on that one. My bad. I was going to say Kyle Pitts. They're going to trade him. They're going to draft Brock Bowers.
A lot of people say that.
Make all the Georgia fans happy.
You would be selling Kyle Pitts at his lowest point. Like there's not as much value there.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. Joe,
appreciate it, Jay.
Thank you. Great work.
Thank you.
Long day. It's not over.
It's just beginning.
Just beginning. Try not to get blocked by any other friendly media.
Damn, Joe.
Before the day's over. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll come back. We'll get you an AMA. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA. Every day to wrap the show up. Full phone lines, so after Larry goes, then there'll be one open. You can call us at 404-726-0929, but we'll start with Larry, who's in Atlanta. Hey, Larry.
Hey, why does it take y'all 30 minutes to answer one question? Are you scared to take in questions?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's the problem.
What's the question? Oh. What did he mean, do you think?
I don't give a damn. Larry can kick rocks.
Yeah. That's a tough one, Larry.
Yeah, go kick rocks, Larry.
Mo.
But I took y'all 30 minutes to answer a question. Shut the hell up, Larry.
That's
my answer.
We answered it pretty fast on that one. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Fellas, good day, Draft Bay.
Yes.
So I'm going to come with an actual draft question today, not a my lady question.
Okay.
All right. So, Bo, I was talking to Bo yesterday briefly, and he came up with the idea. I know he pitched it this morning in regards to us taking Brock Bowers. I would love it. So, if you're at 8 and nobody wants to trade, you can't get a trade partner, you're not trading back. You got Brock Bowers there. You got Roma Doomsday. And you got the two defensive players or three defensive players that you're looking at. Mm-hmm. Who are you drafting and why?
I would probably, because you still have Kyle. That's the only hesitation I have, because Kyle's still on the roster.
Yeah.
That's the only one. I'd probably still go defense.
Also, I mean, just in terms of what this offense does too, like
– yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of tight end stuff.
It's not like it used to be as far as the two tight ends.
Yeah.
They like a lot of 11 personnel and everything like that.
Right.
Now, Brock can play the old, and I heard Bill Polian was talking about Dallas Clark. Like, Dallas was an 11 tight end, but he was the guy that played in with his hand in dirt, but he did everything that Brandon Stokely did when they bought Pollard in. So I think that Brock can be something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, best player available is probably not going to be a defensive player.
No.
Right?
It will not be.
At number 8 when they pick, best player available is very likely going to be an offense, unless somehow, but it's not going to be. But I'm a person that believes you take the best player available at the position of need.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would, if I'm there and you can't find a trade partner to move back, I take whoever I think is the best defensive player. Whether that's a corner, whether that's an edge rusher, whether that's one of the interior defensive linemen, whoever you think is the defensive player that comes in and, I mean, you know, is one of the best players. Because that's the thing about it is, like, not only the Falcons need a couple starters on defense, some of the guys that are starters are good, but they're not great. Like,
right.
We're not talking about how many Pro Bowlers are even on this defense right now.
No.
One? Jesse Bates?
That's right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, Grady's been to a Pro Bowl.
Sure. But he obviously was hurt last year and all that. But so, like... Okay. So if you think there's somebody in this draft on the defensive side of the ball that could be a Pro Bowler, which I would imagine you would have to think they could if he's going to be drafted in the top 10,
then you
take him. So that's what I would do. If I can't trade back, I don't know who they view that way. I don't know if it's the corner from, I don't know, any of these corners, or if it's Dallas Turner or whatever, but like that's who I would take.
Well, I mean, when you talk – the thing – and that's always been that damn thing, need over best player development. Well, you would hope that your need, when you need a player to be his best available, right, you would take him.
I would hope.
You would hope, right?
Yeah.
You would hope, right?
But that also hasn't been what they've – I mean, they have needed it too, but, like, not as much as they've needed other stuff.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, they took, but then, took Bijan at eight last
year. But
then
that's the thing about it. Who was there at that position of eight that was better than Bijan that fits your need?
Right. Right. So, I mean, it's all the calculus of making the draft selection. We'll see what they do. Jay is in Douglasville. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Andrew Randall, what's going on, man?
Hey, Jay.
What's that?
Hey, I got a quick question for both of you. Randy, speaking of draft day, if you was, I know you got drafted, but I don't know if you was in the green room or not, but if you were, would you be rocking one of them big suits they was rocking back then?
Hell
or
yeah.
Are you doing the tailor-fitted that the kids doing now?
Hell yeah.
And, Andy, I got a quick question for you. With the NBA playoffs in full swing, and you being from Washington, I know it kind of hurts that y'all don't have a team, and OKC, you know, getting their second little run of great athletes and great ball players. Do you see the NBA expanding to Seattle anytime soon?
Yeah, I think they will.
Yeah,
I mean, I think when they the next expansion is supposed to be 2025.
Right.
Seattle will probably get a team.
Yeah.
I hope.
Like, suit-wise, it wouldn't be as tightly tailored like theirs is, but it wouldn't be like Mike Vick's suit. We all know there's an accent suit. Like the big, big, big suits, I didn't wear those.
But had it,
but I wore it in between.
But had you been in the green, it was 02, right?
Yeah.
So that was big suit era.
No, it wasn't. It was in between. It was big suit era, but it wasn't like zoot suits big.
Because I think big – 03 draft is like peak.
Yeah.
Of the NBA draft. Yeah. 03 NBA draft is like peak big suit.
But that's what I'm saying. Like big, like, and I would say use Mike's because Mike Vick, his suit was extra big.
But it was wearing suit. Somebody else's
he was wearing
suit.
Like that
right?
big? No, but I can't. Yeah. Like I could never wear where my jacket is touching the middle of my hands.
Right.
Big,
yeah, know? It just seems like.
Yeah.
I understand it was popular at the time,
right,
but it just seems like it would have been so
excessive.
Uncomfortable.
Excessive, yeah.
It was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
All right, Corey is in Athens. Hey, Corey.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. My question is more towards Randy. I got a two-parter for you, Randy.
I'm listening.
All right. When you had went and found out that you was going to be going down to Miami, was there a time like, say, well, actually, I would it be safe to assume that, say, you was kind of getting tried by, like, the guys on defense, say, like a Jason Taylor or a Zach Thomas?
Okay. I won't say tried. I was more – my biggest thing that I learned, and I always try to preach this to rookies when I was – I was seen. I wasn't heard. I would just go out there and just practice hard. And I think that's how I earned their respect a lot of times. I think the biggest thing that happened to me was I was starting to work my way up on the depth chart into the starter, and my biggest moment, it was a training camp practice, and it was 2-minute drill at the end of a 2-minute, and he put me in with the ones, and we went down there, and nobody ever scored on our defense. In practice, they hated it, and I caught a ball in and down the middle of the field, like between two people, caught it in touchdown and spiked the hell out of the ball. Not knowing I ain't doing nothing wrong. And here comes Jason. And here comes all of them in my face, ready to fight because, like rookie you, and I didn't know no better. But I think my biggest thing with them was like, you got to earn their respect more than anything.
Yeah.
And you do that by listening.
That's just, good solid
yeah,
life advice right there.
Listening.
You got two ears and one mouth, you know?
By listening.
Do twice as much listening.
Yeah.
Dave is in Athens. Hey, Dave.
Fellas, what's happening?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, the outro after the JP interview was at C Murder and Snoop Dogg Banger. So
yeah.
I want to ask y'all, what is your favorite era of Snoop Dogg, and what was your favorite song in that era?
I love how Snoop's portfolio, Andy, has like just been. I never thought a day when I first heard Doggy, you know, that he would be doing stuff with Martha Stewart.
No.
Ever.
No, I don't think I
ever, ever, ever.
Don't think I did either.
That is my favorite Snoop era right there. First, original Snoop.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Early Snoop, like, Doggy Style Snoop.
I like Beautiful. I like that.
Yeah.
I like all that.
I like Pharrell Snoop,
yeah,
too.
Like
there's some good music
original,
there.
Original Dre Snoop?
Yeah, yes.
No.
First album.
Yes.
Dr. Dre produced,
yes.
Just absolutely was so shy. He couldn't even look at the camera in the video.
Yes.
To where he is now, where he's one of the biggest global superstars, is one of the craziest career trajectories.
Yes, y'all,
yeah, no, dude. I mean, that's when it was the best. But it's pretty crazy how long the career has lasted.
Yes.
Like, all the different stuff he's been able to do. Like, he's just like
he's Papa Snoop.
He's like your friendly neighborhood Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, people, when he first came out, there were large parts of the country that were just terrified of him.
Yes.
And all of the people that were making that music. And now he's doing cooking shows with Martha Stewart.
Yes. Who would have ever thought Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart?
No one.
Yes.
No one would have ever thought
and
that.
And they said they did, they lied.
All right. Adam is in Watkinsville to wrap us up. Hey, Adam.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, man, y'all answered a lot of questions in 30 minutes.
Wow. But I guess we're not scared.
Yeah. That goes out to Larry or whatever his name was. But this one's for Randy. I got a little dude who plays Little League, man. And with all his gear, we got so tired of rounding it up, we just made him a shelf above the dryer where all the baseball gear goes. Socks, cups, sliding shorts, shirts, all that.
Sure.
Like, when you were in the league, I know you're not carrying your own gear, but like the personal stuff that you want during the game, do you just put it in front of your locker and it's there when you get there out of town, or how does that work?
Oh, yeah. When you travel, whatever, you pack all the stuff. They pack all your pads, and they pack your pads and your uniform. Anything else, it's your responsibility to put it in the bag with your travel and everything like that. So they give you a mesh bag. You put all your special stuff in there, and usually that'd be your game bag. So once you leave the stadium or whatever, they'll usually just wash it together. The worst thing that you can do, and I hate it, guys that did this, was when they give you the mesh bag for a reason. You put your dirty clothes in there. Don't take your jock strap off and just throw it in the damn clothes and expect them to just wash, cipher through it and put your jock strap up for you. That's just nasty.
How often do you get a new jersey?
Every game.
Really?
Yes.
It's a new jersey every game?
Yes.
Well, then what? They wash it and just
Usually, if you give it away, you get a new one. But it's most of the time, you get a new one maybe every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Just like you get a new face mask like every 2 weeks.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's
and then
pretty
cool. They fix the shell on your helmet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Cave.
Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
Andy is not a hater, nor does he intend to be.
I try not to be.
And Joe Patrick got blocked by Sam Weiss.
Damn, Joe. Abe said somebody ran a marathon in some armor.
Yes.
And I learned what the armor was called.
Yes.
Chainmail.
Chainmail, but didn't have no clue.
Learn something new every day.
Crown peach ain't nothing but extra calories.
It is.
And look, sometimes you got to sacrifice something for the bush.
Yeah, dog.
It's true.
It's such a true statement.
It's true.
It is.
Across the board.
Yep.
It's true. We'll see what Dukes and Bell got for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.